所以当我们来到主赐里来接受主的救赎的时候，主又赐给我们一个新的生命。
And we are like little babies.
我们像那个婴孩一样。
And babies love milk.
我们知道有婴孩，他们都是靠吃奶的。
And when Peter writes his letter to us, he says, like newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the Word of God that you may grow.
所以彼得写书信里面讲到，像新生的婴孩又吃奶一样，渴慕灵奶。
So newborn babies need the Word of God.
我们看见新生的婴孩需要神的话语。
Now in our book, can I turn you to the first page?
所以你若是能够打开到那个第三页的时候。
Or if you like to look in your Bible, you might like to look at Hebrews chapter 5.And verses 12 to 14.
或者你可以打开圣经到希伯来书第五章十二节到十四节。
And here we believe it was Paul writing through Luke to the church.
我们相信这是那个保罗借着路加写这封信的。
And he says some very interesting things. He says,
而这里他讲了一些的内容。
So Hebrews chapter 5 verses 12 to 14.For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to thosewho are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
看你们学习的功夫本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言所学的开端另教导你们，并且存留那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
There's actually two things hidden in those verses.
在这几节的圣经里面有两点是隐藏起来的。
The first thing is that those who are unskilled in the word of righteousness need milk.
是第一点，乃是那些不熟练仁义道理的，他们需要吃奶。
That is, they're still babes.
他们还是婴孩。
But solid food is for those who have grown up.
但那些已经长大成人的才能吃干粮。
That is for those who have learned to discern between good and evil.
因为他们是那些心窍习练得通达，能分辨好歹的人。
So what it is when a person then is tempted, they have discernment and understanding.And they do not yield to the temptation.
就是说，当一个人受到试探的时候，他能够分辨这个好歹，而不落到试探里面去。
So, babes and those of full age.
所以这里讲到婴孩，还有那些长大成人的。
Now we look at the next scripture, Isaiah 28 verses 9 and 10.
下一处的圣经是以赛亚书28章9到10。
And here the prophet asks a question.
以赛亚这里提了一个问题。
Who shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? And the answer comes, it is those who are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. So no longer babes, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line,Here a little, and there a little.
所以这里讲到，基秀先知的说，他又将知识指教谁呢？又使谁明白传言呢？是那刚断奶、离杯、离怀的人吗？他既命上加命，令上加令，律上加律，力上加力，这里一点，那里一点。
Right. So from the earlier scriptures, we've learned two things. Right. The babe is.Unfamiliar with the word of God.
所以这刚才我们看到两点，一点是婴孩是那些不熟练仁义道理的。
And or the babe is still learning to live righteously.
还有就是那些还在学习怎样能够活出这个义的生活了。
But now something more.
但现在又多了一点。
In this passage in Isaiah 28,
在以赛亚书二十八章这里。
Who is the Lord going to teach?
这个主到底又教导谁呢？
Those who are no longer babes.
就是那些不再是婴孩的人。
Right? So those who are full age, the Lord is now going to teach them very deep things.
所以那些长大成人的主要帮更深的道理教导他们。
Now, the interesting thing is how does he teach us?
但最稀奇的是主要怎样的来教导我们呢？
And in Isaiah 28 and verse 10,
那是在以赛亚书二十八章第十节。
It's precept upon precept.
乃是命上加命，令上加令。
So,One understanding following on another one.
你明白了一点，接下去又多明白另外一点。
But look at the rest of the verse.
但你看见这一节圣经接下去所讲的。
It is line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
律上加律，律上加律，这里一点，那里一点。
Now we've become very accustomed to going to schools and universities.
因为我们都很习惯上学跟上大学。
And when we go to school or university, we get a textbook.
当我们去学校的时候，我们知道我们都很自然的就说学校给你这些教科书。
And the textbook sets things out so clearly that you can follow it and understand it straight away.
好像这些教科书都写得很清楚，让你好像读了之后能够跟随他们来理解明白。
But the Bible is not like a math textbook or a physics textbook.
但是圣经并不像一本这个数学的教科书或者这个物理的教科书。
It is a textbook.
不错，圣经也是像一本教的书。
But things are hidden so that the human mind cannot discover them.
但是很多里面这个道理乃是隐藏起来，不是靠着我们人。的才能能够读出来的。
God has put things one line here, another line there.
神在这里讲了一点，在那边讲了一点。
A little bit here, a little bit there.
这里又讲一点，那里又讲一点。
And when you connect them together, then you get the understanding.
那么当你将这些神所启示这一点那一点连在一起的时候呢，那么你就可以得到完全的理解了。
Right, so. So, not like a textbook.
所以我们看见圣经呢，不像我们所习惯的教科书。
God Himself must reveal things to us by His Spirit.
神自己的灵乃才能够将神的话语向我们启示。
Now, when a baby is born, it takes time for that baby to grow.
我们知道，当一个婴孩生下来的时候，是需要时间去成长。
And it takes time for us to grow as well.
所以对我们也是一样，我们也需要时间来成长。
So a newborn baby in the Lord,
在主里新生的婴孩
，you need to become familiar with what is in the scriptures.
你必须首先要熟悉圣经里面所讲的内容。
You might not understand it all now.
你有可能现在不能够完全的明白。
But the first step is to have be familiar with what is in the scriptures.
但是第一步的乃是要熟悉圣经里面的内容。
And then the Lord, you will be growing as you read.
所以当你读神的话语的时候呢，你也在成长。
And then the Lord can take you on and teach you deeper things.
那么主能够带领你，又把更深的道理启示给你。
Now, many people regard the Bible as information.
但今天很多人把圣经当作里面有很多的资料。
That is, it's facts and figures.
好像里面是有一些好像那个一些实际的那个事实跟那个资料。
And if you can quote the facts and the figures, then you look up to.
所以你如果能够把这里面的事实跟资料讲出来，人就好像很接受你。
Look, the Bible does contain facts and figures.
不错，圣经里面是有事实跟一些资料。
But it's not knowledge that the Lord wants to give to us.
当这些表面上的知识并不是主所要给我们的。
The Lord gives these scriptures to us that we might come to know Him.
因为主把这些这些 主把这些真理给我们，乃是又叫我们来认识他。
There's a difference.
这里面是有不同的。
A difference between knowing about someone and actually knowing someone.
当你知道一个人跟认识一个人是不一样的。
And the thing that the Lord wants us to do is not only know about Him, but know Him.
所以主的目的也不是我们只是知道他，而是要我们来认识他。
So in John's Gospel in chapter 6, we find there was a day when Jesus spoke some very, very hard sayings.
我们知道在约翰福音第六章的时候，在那一天耶稣讲了一些很难懂的事。
And the scripture tells us that from that time, many of his disciples went away. They left Jesus.
圣经也告诉我们，从那一天就很多人转去不跟随耶稣了。
And the Lord asked Peter, he said,To whom shall we go?
当主也问彼得的时候，彼得回答说
Sorry, will you also go away?
当主问彼得说，你也要离去吗？
And Peter answered, To whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life.
彼得说，但我们能去跟从谁呢？唯有你有永生的道。
Jesus had just said to them, The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
因为主耶稣刚对他们讲，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So the word of God is spirit and life.
所以我们看见神的话乃是灵和生命。
Have a look at Matthew's Gospel chapter 4 and verse 4.
我们看马太福音第四章第四节。
When Jesus was tempted by the devil to turn stones into bread, Jesus answered from Deuteronomy chapter 8.And he said, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我们看见当魔鬼试探耶稣的时候，耶稣的回答乃是说，经上记着，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠从神口里所出的一切话。
So if we are to live by every word of God, then the word of God is more than just facts and figures and information.
所以我们若是靠着神的话来生活，那么我们看见圣经就不只是一些一些事实跟资料。
Right, so the Bible then is God's message to each one of us.
因为圣经就变成是神所给我们每一个人说的话。
So when you come to the scriptures, you should think of it this way. This is God. He wants to talk to me.
所以当我们来读圣经的时候，我们应该有这样的心态，说这是神要来对我说话。
And he will indeed talk to you personally.
所以神也会这样的对个人说话。
So in John 10 verse 27, the Lord said, My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me.
所以约翰福音第十章第二十七节说，我的羊听我的声音，他们也跟随我。
Now,Just one more. Could I draw your attention to a man whose name is David?
当我们现在又来看圣经中一个人物，那是叫那个大卫。
I think everyone knows about David.
我们知道在这里每一个人都认识大卫这个人物。
That David was a shepherd boy.
因为我们知道大卫在圣经中他是从一个牧羊的男孩开始。
But as we read the scriptures, we see that David was no ordinary shepherd boy.
当我们开始看大卫的故事的时候，我们知道大卫不是一个平常的牧羊男孩。
He was a young man who loved the Lord with all his heart.
因为他是一个全心全意爱主的年轻人。
And he meditated in the word of God day and night.
因为他乃是日夜默想着神的话。
And God gave him understanding of heavenly things.
神也把属天的这些属天的事向他启示。
So, and the Holy Spirit also spoke through David.
圣灵也是借着大卫说话。
David was a shepherd boy, and he made musical instruments and composed songs.
我们知道大卫当他还是在牧羊的时候，他就能够自己做这个乐器，而又自己能够那个编曲跟唱。
And we've got those songs in the Bible, the Psalms.
所以我们看见这大卫所写的，就是成为今天圣经里面的诗篇。
So, one psalm, Psalm 119.
特别的一篇诗篇是诗篇119篇。
It's got 176 verses.
有176节。
And it's the ABCs.
而这里面讲的乃是那个 ABC 基本的。
If you look at each, it's divided into blocks of 8 verses.
我们看见它里面分成每一段八节。
And if you look over each block in some Bibles, it's actually got a letter, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, the alphabet.
所以我们看见说，当有些圣经里面把这些八段的圣经分在一起之后，他们也像有那个字母一样的 ABC 跟它排起来。
Yeah. But in that psalm, he talks completely about the word of God, the scriptures.
当这一篇诗篇里面，它里面也特别是讲到，而且讲到是神的道啊真理。
So if we look at that first section, verses 9 to 11,
我们特别看从第九节到十一节。
He asked the question, how can a young man cleanse his way?
因为这里他第九节问的少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
How can we live righteously?
我们怎么能够有公义的生活？
And the answer comes by taking heed according to your word.
答案是要遵行你的话。
And then look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
He says, with my whole heart I have sought you.
他说我一心寻求了你。
And his prayer, oh, let me not wander from your commandments.
而他的祷告乃是求神不要叫我偏离你的命令。
I wonder if anyone here has actually prayed a prayer like that.
我想问说在这里有没有人是这样向神祷告的。
Can we honestly say before the Lord, I have sought you with my whole heart?
我们能够真心的向主说我一心寻求你。
And verse 12.
第十二节。
It should be verse 11. My eyes don't read that well.
第十一
节。Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
我将你的话藏在心里免得我得罪你。
Because of David's love for the Lord.
因此大卫是爱神的缘故。
That affected his whole life.
这就影响了他的一生。
That he wanted to walk in fellowship with the Lord.
因为他乃是有与主同行。
That he did not want to sin.
他不愿意犯罪得罪神。
Look at the next section, verses 97 down.
所以我们看的下一段呢，是从97节开始。
Oh, how I love your law.
我何等爱慕你的律法。
Has anyone ever said that?
有没有人是这样祷告的呢？
We read the Old Testament, we sort of...
是不是每一次读旧约圣经，我们是快快快的略过去，略读过去。
But David didn't.
但是大卫却不是这样。
He said, I really love your law.
他说我是真的爱你的道理。
And he meditated in God's word day and night.
而他也是昼夜的默想神的话。
Look at the rest of that verse. It is my meditation all the day.
他说这是我每日
And he gives the reason in the next verse
他是终日不住的思想
His commandments, God's commandment gives him wisdom makes him wiser than his enemies
因为神的命令使他能够有智慧比仇敌更有智慧
And in 99 they give me more understanding than all my teachers
我比我的师父更通达
In verse 100, I understand more than the old men, the ancients.
而第一百节，我比年老的更明白。
101, I have restrained or kept my feet from every evil way.
101节，我禁止我脚走一切的邪路。
That I may keep your word.
我又遵守你的话。
I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself.Have taught me.
我没有偏离你的典章，因为你教训了我。
So when David read those scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures,
所以当大卫在读这些旧约的圣经的时候
，Who was speaking to him?
到底是谁在对他说话呢
？Whose voice was he hearing?
他到底在听到的是什么的声音？谁的声音呢
？Right, he knew it was God who was speaking to him.
他乃是知道，乃是神在对他说话。
103.
在103节。
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
If I ask you,
如果我问你
how precious is the word of God to you?
神的话语对你讲有多宝贵呢？
Would you say to me, oh, they're so sweet, they're sweeter than honey?
你能够会说，哦，他们是比蜜更甘甜。
Really? Would anyone answer that?
有没有只是这样的祷告啊，这样的答案呢？
Well, to David, they really were.
因为当对大卫来讲，这是他真心的话。
He really meditated in God's word day and night.
因为他终日的默想、思想神的话语。
So we ask the question, well, why? What is motivating this man?
那我们又问一个问题，就是说是什么激励着大卫起来这样行的呢？
Well, the answer is David loved the word of God because he loved the Lord.
我们知道答案乃是大卫因为爱神。所以他也爱读神的话语。
And because his heart loved the Lord so much, God's word was precious to him.
因此他心中是这么的爱神，所以神的话对他来讲是这么的宝贵。
And as David meditated in the scriptures, God revealed himself to David.
所以当大卫默想神的话的时候呢，神也在借着他的话向大卫启示他自己。
Now, for example,
这样一个比喻。
Has everyone read the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament?
你们都有读过《生命记》吗？
It's the fourth book.
这第四本书是不是？
Not everyone. Oh, we've got some reading to do.
你是不是觉得说那个我们又去读呢？
Right. Look, I've heard it say that you only need to read the Old Testament once, that's enough.
我听有些人讲说旧约圣经只有读一遍就好。
What did Jesus say?
但耶稣是怎么说的呢？
Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word of God.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠从神口里所出的每一切话。
So if you never read your Old Testament, you're missing out.
所以你若是没有常读你的旧约圣经呢，那你是错过很多。
Yes, so the thing there is, God revealed something heavenly to David.
所以我们看见说神是把属天的事情向大卫启示。
In the book of Deuteronomy, they were told, when you come into the land that God was promising to give to them,
在生命记里面讲到当他们进到神所赐给他们的地的时候，
God would choose a place to put his name there.
因为神乃是要选一个地方来安他的名。
But the only thing was, God didn't tell them what place it was.
那神却没有告诉他们这个地方是在哪里。
And no one worried about it.
所以就没有人都去想他。
Well, David must have been at least 300 years after they came into the land.
当大卫是他们进入了这应许之地300年后。
And nobody had bothered to find this place that God was speaking about.
但是这300年从来没有人去想过神所说的这个地方是在哪里。
But David found it.
但是大卫去找到了。
Right? So David had a heart desiring to find a place.
所以我们看见大卫有一个心，他乃是有寻求神的这个所说的这个地方。
And when you have a quiet time, you have a read of Psalm 132.
你若是有自己一个时间，你可以读一下诗篇132篇。
And David said he wouldn't even give rest to his eyes until he found out a place for the Lord God to dwell among his people.
因为那里大卫那个讲到
We can read it, yes. Have a read, Psalm 132.
诗篇132篇第四节跟第五节
So,It's sort of like a prayer.
对，像祷告一样。
In verse 1, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore and took an oath to the Lord and a vow to the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house, that's his bedroom, or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord.A dwelling place for the mighty God of Jacob.
从第一节到第五节，耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难， 他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能子许愿，说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼睛打盹，则等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Right? And where was that place?
那大卫找到的那个地方是哪一个地方呢？
Verse 13.
第十三节。
The Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
十三节说，因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说这是我永远安息之所，我又住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
So David discovered that the place that God desired to dwell among his people was in Jerusalem.
所以大卫乃是选到说神所拣选的地方当作自己居所的，乃是在耶路撒冷。
Right? And David desired to build a temple, a place for God to dwell in, right there in Jerusalem.
而大卫也愿意又在那里为耶和华神建一个殿。
And that is one of the themes that is in the Bible.
而我们看见这也是圣经里面其中一个内容，乃是讲到了这个殿。
A dwelling place for the mighty God of Jacob.
就是又为雅各的大能子寻得居所之地。
So, look, if we wanted to look at the Bible,and say, well, what is the big picture? What is the theme of the Bible?
所以我们就看说这个到底这个整本的圣经，我们是有来看到总览讲到里面到底是讲到怎样的内容呢？
Well, the Bible tells a story of God working out His purpose.
因为圣经乃是讲到神是怎样的来成全他的旨意。
Now, you could say the Bible is about the kingdom of God.
你或许可以讲说圣经乃是讲到关于神的国度。
And that is correct. It is.
这也是对的，因为圣经里面是讲到神的国度。
But look, however you describe it, the purpose remains the purpose, right?
但是无论你怎么去描述它，神的旨意还是不变的。
God's purpose begins in Genesis.
因为神的旨意乃是从创世纪就开始。
It begins when He created the heavens and the earth.
从神创造天地的时候开始。
And then he created man in his own image and likeness.
而他是照自己的形象和样式造的人。
And man, actually woman,
就是人男人还有女人。
Was the last thing that God created.
而乃是神最后所创造。
So we can see then that God's purpose is to get peoplewho are like him.
所以我们看见说神的旨意乃是要得着像他一样的人。
Now, when we get to the end of the Bible, Revelation chapters 21 and 22,
当我们看到圣经的末了启示录第21章跟22章
we come to the end of the story.
我们就看到这个圣经的故事的末了。
And God declares in Revelation 21,It is done.
而神在启示录二十一章说到一切已经成了。
So God declares that,
都成了。
God declares that He has achieved His purpose.
而这里神宣告他的旨意已经被成就了。
And if you read the verses before it, it speaks about the heavenly Jerusalem coming down to the new creation.
而之前那些经节乃是看见说圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And it tells us there in Revelation 21 and verse 4 that God will dwell among His people.
而在21章4节说神又擦去他们一切眼泪，不再有什么，也不再有悲哀哭号疼痛，因以前的都过去了。
Sorry, it's 第三节
verse 3 it is, I think. 在第三节我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他又与人同住，他们又做他的子民，神又亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
So that really is the purpose.
所以我们看见说这是神的旨意。
Now the rest of the Bible tells us how God goes about achieving His purpose.
而 圣经的内容就是告诉我们神是怎样来成就他的旨意的。
And as the Bible unfolds this story to us, we see that God has an enemy.
所以当神这圣经里面叫我们打开这个故事 的那个发展的时候，我们也发现神有一个敌人。
He has an adversary who is called Lucifer, also called Satan and the devil.
这个还有一个仇敌，那就路斯德，还有那撒旦是那个魔鬼。
And he shows us that there is a conflict in heavenly places.
我们看见在天上那是有属灵的征战。
And there is also a conflict on the earth.
在地上也有一个征战。
And we ourselves are like in this battle.
我们自己也是在这个征战的当中。
Because God has made us that He might take us to be with Him in heaven.
因为神的目的那是造了我们，他又有我们与他在一起，在天上。
And Satan is resisting God achieving His purpose.
而撒旦在这里那是一直在抵挡神来成就他的旨意。
God is resisting us. As if Satan is resisting us.
所以撒旦一直乃是在敌人，也在抵挡我们。
Because he doesn't want us to be in the kingdom of God.
因为他也不愿意我们进到神的国度里面去。
Now, if we look at the scriptures, we see, in the book there's themes.
所以我们看圣经里面的时候，它也有好几个的主题。
I only put 12.
我们在这里呢是举了12个。
There are just so many.
但圣经里面有很多这个不同的主题。
And yet they all contribute to this overall purpose of God.
但他们这一些都是讲到神是怎样来成就他的旨意的。
So, okay, just look on page 5 then.
在第五页。
So God reveals to us something about himself.
我们看见第一点，看到神是来启示他自己。
He reveals his character to us.
他将他的神格向我们启示。
And then he also reveals ourselves to us.
而之后我们看见圣经也向我们启示我们自己。
He shows that those who have faith are accepted by him.
好让我们看见那些凡有信心的乃是神所接纳的。
That is those who trust him like little children.
就是那些像孩子一样信靠他的人。
There's the theme of redemption.
我们又看见里面的救赎。
That God must purchase us again.
而神又再一次来救赎我们。
And we see that that price is the blood of Christ.
我们看见所付出的代价乃是基督的宝血。
We see Jesus as our Savior, as our Deliverer.
我们看见基督是我们的救主，是我们的拯救主。
There is the theme of repentance.
也看见里面讲到人的悔改。
That we must repent of sin.
我们必须悔改我们的罪。
And where we have wandered away from the Lord, we must return to the Lord.
我们若是离开了主，我们又悔改，重新回到主这里来。
There is the picture of Christ.
这里面又讲到基督。
The Old Testament speaks, you remember in John's Gospel chapter 5, the Lord Jesus said, You search the scriptures, because you think that in these scriptures, you've got eternal life.
在约翰福音五章三十九节说到，你们你们查考圣经，里面是指着我说的事。但是你们却不愿到我这来得永生。
And then he said, These scriptures speak of me.
因为这些经文乃是指着我讲的。
That was Old Testament.
而所讲的经文就是旧约。
So did you know that?
所以你有知道这一点吗？
The Old Testament tells us about Christ.
所以旧约其实也跟我们讲到基督。
You can say, Oh yes, there's prophecies that Jesus is coming.
你或者说是里面有很多的这个预言到耶稣又来。
They certainly are.
不错，是里面有这样的预言。
But much more than that.
但是比这个预言呢还有更多。
The Old Testament tells us so much about Jesus.
因为在旧约里面跟我们讲到很多都关乎耶稣的。
When we read the Psalms,
当我们读这个诗篇
we find that the Lord reveals his heart to us.
我们看到神乃是将他的心意向我们打开。
And you can actually come to know more about the Lord by reading the Psalms than even some of the things in the New Testament.
当我们读诗篇的时候，我们可能会更多的认识神，多过我们读一些新约的书。
And then we have the New Testament, which shows the fulfillment of the Old.
之后我们有新约里面讲到旧约里面的预言是怎样的成就。
And we see the hope that we have that the Lord Jesus is going to return again for His saints.
而我们又看到基督再来又得着圣徒的盼望。
Now there's also the theme of resurrection.
而这里面也有讲到这个复活。
That God, for some reason, doesn't want to have things that are perfect straight away. He's happy to have things that are broken and then restore them.
好像神乃是说造的是不是一下子就是完全的，乃是好像虽然坏了，但是神却能够恢复它。
Now, when Jesus came, he taught his disciples.
当耶稣来的时候，他教导他的门徒。
So we have passages like Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
我们读到好像马太福音五章、六章、七章。
Very clear and simple teaching.
这里面的教导是非常的清楚和易懂的。
But when he spoke to the multitudes,
当他向众人讲的时候，讲道的时候，
he spoke in stories, parables.
他的这样故事用比喻来跟他们讲。
And those parables are very, very interesting.
而这些比喻跟是非常的有趣。
Because those parables are stories about everyday things that we see.
因为里面讲到的乃是我们日常所能够看见的。
Things that are in the world around us.
就是在我们身边周围的一些的事物。
Now God has so made this creation that if we just opened our eyes and looked, the whole creation would speak to us of heavenly things.
因为神的创造乃是说他所创造的一切，我们若是愿意打开眼睛去寻找的时候，我们就从所创造的来认识他。
Right? So for example,
做一个比喻。
We had this morning the parable of the tares and the wheat.
好像今天早上我们讲到这个麦子跟稗。
Okay, but go back one parable.
但我们就是看之前的一个比喻。
The parable of the sower, where the man was throwing the seed into the ground.
当我们读到也那个撒种的人，他把这些种撒在这个地。
There were four different places that the seed fell.
我们看见那里有四处的地方，这个种子被撒到。
And you know this, I believe everyone knows the parable of the sower. Anyone not?
我们大家都知道这个撒种的那个比喻。
Okay.So what is the story, what is the point of the parable of the sower?
那么这个撒种的这个比喻到底的目的讲的是什么呢？
Right, what is the point?
这个目的是在哪里？
It's an everyday thing. If you'd lived in Israel, you would have known about sowing and planting and crops growing. And you would have known that yes, if you put it on the pathway, you won't get any crops. And you would know about the rocks and the thorns and all of these things. But what's the point?
所以如果你是活在以色列那个地方，你是每天都看见这些事情的，而你每个人也能够明白了，你如果把撒种撒在路旁，撒在石头地上，你知道这些是不会结果子给你的。
Well, when Jesus sat with his disciples in the house, they said, what does it mean?
所以当耶稣跟那门徒坐在这个房子里的时候，门徒问他到底是什么意思呢？
And he said to them, the seed is the word of God.
耶稣就跟他们讲明这个种子就是神的道。
OK, I'll ask you again, what is the meaning of the parable?
那我现在问你说到底这个比喻的意思是什么呢？
Any takers?
有没有谁又给我们一个答案呢？
Look, the meaning of the parable is very simple.
其实很简单。
The outcome of your life depends on one thing.
你一生的决局呢，只在乎一件事情。
It depends on what you do with the word of God.
就是只在乎你是怎样对待神的话。
Right? When you hear the word of God,
当你听见神的道的时候，
if it doesn't interest you at all,
如果它不能够进到你的心里，
then it will never bring fruit in your life.
那么在你一生中它不可能结果子的。
Right? Or you can let that word of God be choked out with the cares and the pleasures of this life.
或者你够让神的道因着今生的思虑给缠住挤住了。
Right? So the word of what you do with the word of God makes an eternal difference to you.
所以你今天怎样的对待神的道乃是影响你永远的将来。
Right? Your eternal destiny depends on what you do with the word of God.
因为你将来的永远乃是在乎你今天怎样对待神的道。
Right, so another theme is eternal life.
所以圣经里面另外一个中心乃是讲到永生。
Now, how many people...understand from the Old Testament that we will have eternal life.
有多少人从旧约圣经里面能够读出说我们会有永生呢？
Anyone?
有没有人知道呢？
Well, there's a passage in Isaiah that says that those that sleep in the earth shall arise with my dead body, they shall awake.
而在以赛亚书那里讲到那些睡在地里的人他们乃也又重新的活过来。
So there are little passages there which tell us that yes, there's going to be a resurrection.
所以很多一些不同的地方也跟我们讲到有一个复活。
But do you remember in Matthew's Gospel 22?
当时我们知道在马太福音第22章
These tricky Pharisees and scribes and lawyers came to Jesus.
这些法利赛人他们都很狡猾的又来这里
And they had their little story about seven brothers.
他们就这些撒都该人来问耶稣，讲到有一个七个兄弟娶了一个妇人。
And how one married a wife and then he died without having any children. And the second brother married the wife and then the third and all seven. And finally the wife died. All of them died.
所以那里讲到这个七个兄弟，他们都同娶了一个女人。但是他们都没有留下后裔，没有生到孩子。后来这个女人也死了。那么复活的时候，这个女人是哪一个兄弟的妻子呢？
So then they asked, well, in the resurrection, and they didn't believe in resurrection. They said, in the resurrection, whose wife is she going to be?
那这些撒都该人他们是不相信复活的，但是却用这复活来拷问耶稣说，在复活的时候，这个女人是哪一个兄弟的妻子呢？因为七个都娶过她。
So Jesus told them in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage.
所以耶稣给他们答案乃是说当复活的时候人也不娶也不嫁。
But then take note of what he said.
但接着我们又仔细的看耶稣是怎么回答的。
He spoke to them concerning the resurrection.
耶稣在这里特别跟他们讲到关乎到复活。
And he said that they were ignorant of the scriptures.
而耶稣指出他们错误乃是不明白圣经。
And he said, haven't you read that when God spoke to Moses, he said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以说神在经上像你们所说的你们没有念过吗？他说我是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神。
And then he said, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
说神不是死人的神乃是活人的神。
So where are Abraham, Isaac and Jacob?
所以那个亚伯拉罕跟以撒跟雅各在哪里呢？
Are they dead or are they living?
他们是死了呢还是他们是活着？
Well, they had long died by the time Moses was there with the burning bush.
当这个摩西到这个燃烧的荆棘的时候他们都已经死了很长一段时间了。
But God said, I am.The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
当神界说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
He is the God of the living.
他乃是活人的神。
In another place, Jesus said, "Many shall come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at table in the kingdom of heaven."
耶稣在另一处说，在神的国里，那些从东方、西方来的人有与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
Well, that was quite a shock to me.
当我读这一节的时候，我也很很惊奇。
Because Jesus said to those scribes and Pharisees that they were ignorant of the scriptures.
因为耶稣乃是指责那些撒都该人说他们不明白圣经。
Because when they had read Exodus chapter 3, they hadn't picked up what God said, that I am, not I was, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为当他们读这个出埃及记第三章的时候，他们没有读清楚说神就讲到我是，而不是说我曾经是。
So I think we're all ignorant of the scriptures.
所以我们都是不明白圣经的人。
Certainly I didn't pick that up when I read Exodus chapter 3.
因为当我自己读那个出埃及记第三章的时候，我也没有读到。
So other themes then, the house of God, the church, and the bride of Christ.
所以我们看见讲到神的家，讲到神的教会，还有讲到基督的心腹。
Now, we've got all of these pictures which tell the story of the Bible.
我们接下来是有看到后面的是很多这些图画，讲到圣经里面的一些故事。
Now, we're not going to look at them today.
我们今天是没有时间来看这些故事的。
But look, what I would like to do,
但是我们现在又尝试来做的。
Is help you with understanding the Old Testament in particular.
而乃是特别帮助你们能够来认识这个旧约的圣经。
In the New Testament, Jesus spoke in parables.
因为在新约里面，耶稣乃是用比喻来向人总讲道的。
How does God speak to us in the Old Testament?
但是在旧约，神是怎样对这些以色列人讲道的？
Well, He speaks to us by living parables.
乃是神乃是借着这些活的比喻来跟他们讲。
That is, what happened on the earth, God so arranged it that it was something that would speak to us and give us a message about Himself and about His eternal purpose.
乃是说在地上今天神特别为我们所安排发生在我们身上和周围的事，乃是借着这些事使我们来认识他和来明白他永远的旨意。
So, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
So, 我们看哥林多前书第十章。
This is a workshop.
因为这乃是一个 workshop.
A workshop is where work is done.
所以在 workshop 的时候，你们是有工作的。
And I've talked far too long.
所以我现在已经花太多时间在讲。
So now we're going to do some work.
所以现在你们做一些工作。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
哥林多前书第十章
Paul has a few verses for us here, and he tells us about Israel. Israel.
而保罗这里有几节的圣经特别跟我们讲到以色列。
So, does everyone know the story of Israel in the land of Egypt?
有这里人都你们都熟悉以色列人在埃及地的故事吗？
Is there anyone who doesn't know the story of Israel in Egypt?
还是有人不熟悉以色列人在埃及地的故事？
Any hands?
有没有？如果不熟悉，你可以举手。
Okay. So, here's the challenge.
那么现在这里有一个挑战。
The story of Israel in Egypt, coming to the land of the promise, that God promised to give to them, what is the spiritual meaning?
那么是乃是由你们查考说以色列人离开埃及进到神所给他们的应许之地背后属灵的意义是什么
OK So whoever wants to hand up I want to start
所以有没有谁能够举手说先做一个开始
And if he makes a mistake then someone can this sit down and change places
所以就是他讲错了我们其他人可以帮助他
Okay So who would like to start? We're in the land of Egypt And there we are, we're all Hebrew slaves
所以我们说从这一开始好像以色列人他们都在埃及地他们都是在那里的奴隶
What is the spiritual meaning of Israel in the land of Egypt? What is Egypt?
那么埃及到底代表什么呢
Who are Israel?
以色列又代表什么呢
Who is Moses telling us about? What is he a picture of?
摩西来跟我们讲话，他到底是在讲什么事情
？What is the Passover lamb about? What is the blood on the doorpost and the lintel about?
这个逾越节的羔羊到底是指什么
？Who is Pharaoh?
门框上的血又指什么？这个法老王又是指什么
？What about the Red Sea? What's that all about?
那么这个红海又是代表什么
？What's this wilderness?
那么在旷野又是代表什么
？And what's that land we're going to?
那么进到应许之地又是代表什么？
Who would like to start?
谁要开始呢？谁要帮助我们开始
？If no one puts a hand up, I will volunteer someone.
如 如果你自己不举手，我们就帮你点名。
Who would like to start?
谁要先开始呢？
Tell us the story. Okay, come.
Okay. So Egypt is the world. 埃及呢是世界。
We'll pass the microphone then.
我是抛砖引玉，也希望年轻人多讲啊。就是埃及代表这个世界。Should I say English?
I can do it.
就是埃及是代表这个世界。
So Egypt representing the world. Is everybody amen? Yes? All right, someone else. Let's pass the microphone to someone else. Tell us another thing. Now, 以色列代表什么？帮助他。
应该指神的选民。是神的选民，
神的选民、the chosen people of God. That's right. Is that right? Everybody is right. Chosen people of God. Yes. And who is 那个法老代表谁？
世界的王。
The king of this world.
是魔鬼。
And the devil. 对吗？对。那么那些以色列人他们在埃及到底在干什么呢？这个代表什么？以色列人在埃及代表什么？他们在那里干什么？
我觉得是代表我们还没有得救前的那个状况，就是。
They say that children slavery in Egypt is like representing us that before we are saved in the world.
So
我们在做什
么？我们是那个。做努力。
We are working hard, doing hard work.
Okay.
So who's the king?
谁是王？恶者，那个恶者是王。
The evil one.
Yeah.
So 那我们在侍奉谁？不是谁？
在侍奉那个。
我们在帮谁打工？
恶者，那个魔鬼。
So we are working for the devil. 你明白这一点吗？所以在我们还没有得救之前，我们是在为那个魔鬼打工的。我们是怎样去在为他那个工作的呢？I was afraid of microphone. Come on, you're young people, right? You have to be young.Don't act like an old person. Come on. 哈哈。Doesn't matter if you speak something wrong. 讲错也没关系的，知道吗？活泼一点嘛。
我要回答什么？
He's asking, what's the question?
Okay. How are we serving Satan?
我们今天是怎样的在服侍这个撒旦呢？
With your hands covered with anything, that's the question.
你如果觉得这个问题很难回答，那么想另外一个问题，就是说我们应该怎样来侍奉神？说老干，我们尽我们所能的。So must be served with the truth in the heart. Spirit, spirit.我们要悔改认罪。我们怎样侍奉神呢？Righteousness and righteousness all the days of our life. 我们是怎样来侍奉神的呢？那是以圣洁公义。所以我们做不是在侍奉神，用公义圣洁的侍奉神，而我们乃是埃及在那侍奉这个魔鬼的话，那我们是怎样的在侍奉他呢？用什么呢？ Living sinful 了，活在罪中。所以我们是借着犯罪在那里侍奉撒旦的，是不是对你来讲是一种那个很惊讶呢？吓你一跳呢？因为你知道 那个以色列人在埃及的时候在干什么？他们是在为法老建他的这个房屋，来装这些他的财富。那么现在今天的世界都在叫你建什么呢？那现在这个世界靠着什么在运行的？他们是、yeah. 我们不知道你们有没有听见 It's like In the world they always say Build your will. You hear that call? Building your will will help you to build your will. Like your superannuation, your investment. Building your will. Right? 就是好像我们要在这教你们怎样做投资来那个建那个那个建建起你的财富，建造你的财富。就在寻求怎样的我们去得到更多的财富。我们做这些事情的时候，我们也在侍奉这个魔鬼。而马太福音第六章三十三节，先寻求他的国和他的义，你们所需这一切都要加给你们。所以当神讲到说这些东西，不是说讲到这一百万两百万这些很多的东西给你，这些东西乃是指你所需要的东西。所以现在我们回到埃及，所以我们在埃及那里，我们在侍奉法老，我们在侍奉这个世界的王。那么我们在埃及还在做什么？我们在以色列人在那里还在做什么呢？他们除了侍奉之外还在做什么事情？这因着他们的劳苦难在那里，他们都在向神呼喊求告神。所以他们乃是愿意释放和自由。所以你是何等的，这是非常好的，因为当一个人愿意得自由的时候，神就可以开始在你心中工作得释放。而神就预备一个人，就摩西。那么摩西是在代表，在旧约的时候摩西代表谁？话筒在哪里？OK, you give the answer.
Salvation.
救 ，salvation， 拯救。他代表谁？其实耶稣代表耶稣，对吗？预表耶稣吗？是。而当摩西来到法老的面前的时候，他在那里做了什么事情？他站在法老面前说：“主耶和华这样讲，让我的百姓走，离开，让他们能够侍奉我。”那么，这法老会让他们去吗？离开吗？那今天我们问他，他们是怎样得释放？他们怎样得释放？话筒呢 Danny, come on, pick it up. Just doesn't matter. Even wrong answer is fine. Don't afraid of giving a wrong answer. Come on. This is how we learn. 你给错答案也无所谓的，因为我们是这样学习的，因为我们大家在一起学习。以色列人是怎样得释放被拯救？
I don't know. I only know that Moses led them out of Egypt.Then they are saved and set free. That's all I know.
Right. Someone else have a go?
Yeah, 还有谁帮助他吗？ Come on. 帮助 Danny.
靠着羔羊的血。
Yeah. By the blood of lamb. How do you do
that? You've learned some Chinese.
你讲中文他听得懂 So it's by the blood of the lamb.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what he said. How did he dig it up?
So the Passover lamb, you know?
So we have the 就是有逾越节的羔羊.
What time of year are we now?
我们现在这个时间是什么时间呢?
Do you know that this is the Passover?
你知道现在是接近这个逾越节的时间吗?
This is the time when Jesus was crucified.
与现在这个时间乃是耶稣被钉十字架.
And it was at that feast of the Passover.
乃是在逾越节的那一个时候.
What a wonderful thing.
所以我们看到这是非常美好的事情.
What happened in Egypt?
在埃及所发生的事情.
Is telling us what was going to happen in the future.
乃是在告诉我们将来又发生什么.
And it was at that time of year.
而也是在那一年的那个时候.
Jesus would be crucified.
耶稣会被钉十字架.
And remember the night before he was crucified, Jesus took bread and he took the cup. What did he say about the cup?
所以当在耶稣被钉十字架之前的前一夜, 他拿起这个饼和杯, 然后他对着拿的这个杯是说了什么呢?
He said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins."
这是我立新约的血为多人流出来的, 有罪的赦免.
How are we set free from Satan's kingdom?
我们是怎样从撒旦的国度被释放出来呢?
Hands up.
下一个麦克风在哪里？最后回答这个问题。 不怕讲错。
Belinda, yes? Yes, that's true. Okay. So, okay. That's what we did, right?
这是我们所做的。
But the thing is, what was done was the Passover lamb. The blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins, right? And that's what frees us from the power of Satan. Salvation is completely of the Lord. We only have to see it, and when we trust it, then we enter into it.
相信他，我们就得着了。So
the picture, the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel.
所以我们看见说，这些羔羊的血被涂抹在门楣门框上。Right,
and then the angel of death, when it came to that house, the angel of death passed over. What does that mean?
所以这个死亡的天使来到了这个房子的时候，就从上面越过去了。那这是什么意思呢？
Okay,
代表什么呢？
What's all that about?
So
the Lord Jesus overcome death. Someone else helping? 还有谁的举手呢?
Lord Jesus 代替我们，代替以长子的身份替我们死。
So Jesus died in our place as the firstborn. Because the Lord wanted to kill the firstborn.
Yes, you're close. Okay. Look, what is that all about? There was going to be a tremendous judgment in the land of Egypt. And all the firstborn in every house of man and beast were going to die that night.
因为神在埃及地又做一个极大的审判，就凡投生人的和牲畜的投生都又被击打死。
And the Lord said, "When I see the blood,"
而主说，当我看见这血，
"I will pass over."
我必越过他们去。
No judgment.
没有审判。
When God sees the blood on the doorpost and the lintel, the angel of death passes over. No judgment on that person or that house.
So we see this 死亡的天使, 看见这个房子有这个羔羊的血的时候, 他是越过去就没有审判。
That's why it was called Passover.
而这就是说为什么是越过节，越节，越过去。
So, when we apply the blood of Jesus to our hearts,
所以当我们把基督的血涂在我们的心上，用信心涂在我们的心上，
our sins are forgiven,
我们的罪得赦免，
and there is no judgment.
而且神的审判从我们身上越过去了。
We are spared from judgment.
我们是从审判里面救
赎出来。John's Gospel chapter 5, or actually John chapter 3, no condemnation. Right, so, here we are, we're still in Egypt.
所以我们还在埃及。
And we're sitting in our house, and we put the blood on the doorpost, and we're there in our house, we've roasted this lamb in the fire.
我们在房子，里面门埋着一层门框，都涂了羔羊的血，在里面，我们在啊这里煮的这个羔羊，这个羊烤
这个羊。What are we doing in our house now?
我们现在在里面是在做，在房子里面在做什么
？What are we doing?
我们在做什么
？We're eating. Yeah.
在吃，我们在吃啊。
Okay. And we're eating the Passover lamb.
我们乃是在吃这个逾越节的羔羊。
And what did John, Jesus say in John's Gospel chapter 6?
耶稣在约翰福音第六章跟我们讲什么呢？
Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life.
你若不吃我的肉喝我的血，在你里面就没有生命。
And they drew back in horror.
当时他们那些人看见了，那犹太人就惊吓了。
But the picture is they were in the house, they were eating the Passover lamb.
当时在埃及那里，他们是以色列人，乃是在房子里面在吃这个逾越节的羔羊。
So what does it mean?
那到底是什么意思呢？那这个是代表什么
？No takers, George.
Okay.
What does it mean to eat the Passover lamb?
我们在吃逾越节的羔羊到底是代表什么？吃逾越节的羔羊到底代表什么？He said that is the same as Jesus saying, eat my flesh and eat my drink my blood and you have life.
Yes. So living by his life, right?
就是我们是靠他的生命来活。
Okay.So, it's after midnight now.
So, 现在我们是过了这个半夜了。
And the angel of death has passed through. And there's been a tremendous judgment in Israel, in Egypt.
所以死亡的天使已经越过去了，而在埃及那里都有了极大的审判。
And even the firstborn of Pharaoh has died.
而连法老的长子也死了。
And so, Pharaoh then sends a message to Moses.And tells Israel to get out of his land and get out quick.
所以法老就叫他的使者去叫跟摩西讲，说叫这以色列人快快的离开啊那个埃及。
And so Israel departed out of Israel, Egypt, and they came.
以色列人就离开埃及了。
And they came to the Red Sea.
所以他们就来到这个红海的面前。
And what happened then?
那在来到红海的面前又发生什么事呢
？What happened then?
你们知道在那里发生什么事吗？
What happened?
你应该知道的。
Pharaoh said, "Oh, I made a mistake."
法老说，我做错一件事情。
I shouldn't have let them go.
我不能够让他们去离开。
And so Satan gave chase.
所以撒旦就叫他的军兵来追。
To bring them back again.
又将他们重新捉回了世界里面。
So why do so many young believers have troubles?
为什么这些很多年轻人都有难处呢？
Because old Pharaoh Satan is after you, he doesn't want to let you go.
因为老法老他不想放你走。
Right? What happened though?
但是我们知道接下来是发是什么这样呢？发生
What happened next? There was something that you could.
Oh. 到底是发生什么
？1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们刚才看了哥林多前书第十。
What happened? God sent a pillar of cloud. And what did that cloud do?
神差遣了这个云柱，这个云柱是做了什么呢？
Well, that cloud was going in front of Israel And as we read in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10, that cloud came from in front of Israel, it passed over Israel and came and stood behind them between Egypt and Israel.
So we can see this cloud is the cloud that was sent to Israel. They were passing over Israel and came to the back of Israel.
And so Paul writes to us in 1 Corinthians 10, he says they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud.
所以这个保罗跟我们讲到说他们是以色列人都在云里受了洗。
So what does that mean?
那这是在于什么呢?
The cloud passed over Israel.
这个云是从以色列人上面经过了。
So they actually went through the cloud.
所以他们都在这个云底下经过了。
So what is this cloud?
那么这个云是在于什么?
Please got the mic. What is the cloud?
这话筒在哪里?这个云在于什么?
Yay! You answered last time. Pass it to someone.
Look,
we'll be very democratic. Whoever you give it to has to answer.
Is that representing the leading of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, that's right.
对呀、啊，为什么不早一点讲呢？为什么都怕一怕呢
？So the Holy Spirit makes a separation between God's people and the world.
所以我们看见神的圣灵当将神的百姓跟这个世界做了一个分别。
Right? Now what a wonderful thing!
这不是很奇妙的事情吗
？So Satan will give chase.But God has given the Holy Spirit within us when we believe to keep us separate from the world.
So we can see, 虽然撒旦他会来追赶我们，但是神所赐给我们的圣灵住在我们里面，却又来保守我们啊，跟他的分别为圣。
Okay, so they came to the Red Sea. Oh,
所以他们现在是来到这个红海的面前。
And there was a mountain on this side.
而在这边乃是一个高山
and a mountain on that side.
那边又有一个高山
and Pharaoh is here behind us.
而法老的军马又在后面追来
and there's the Red Sea in front of us.
而前面呢只是红海
and they cried out, what are we going to do?
所以以色列人都向神呼喊说我们又怎么办
and God said, go forward.
而神说向前走
You know, sometimes in life, we get to a place where we don't know what to do.
你知道在我们的一生中我们都会来到一个地步我们不知道接下来该怎么办
And it seems like it's impossible.
而看起来好像是不可能的事情
And yet God says to us, go forward.
当神却对你说向前走
And they went through the Red Sea.
所以之后就经过了这个红海
God did a miracle.
因为神行了一个神迹
And young believers, you can expect to see miracles.
所以年轻人你们应该盼望看到神的神迹
God will show his great love to you
因为神又将他的大爱向你显明
And he will deliver you
他也又拯救你
So 1 Corinthians 10 tells us they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea
在哥林多前书十章二节说以色列人都在云里海里受洗归了摩西
First baptism Holy Spirit
所以第一个受浸乃是圣灵
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13
哥林多12章第13节
By one spirit we are all baptized into one body
我们乃是借着一灵受浸归入同一个身体
And that is we are made members of Christ
我们乃成为基督里的肢体
And after that there's water baptism
而之后就有水的洗礼
What are they both a picture and a testimony of?
那么这两件事情到底的意义跟见证的代表什么呢
What are they a testimony of?
他们的见证什么呢
What's the message?
这背后 的那个信息是什么
Right? What is it telling us?
他告诉我们什么话筒给了谁
Who has the microphone?
有话筒
Yes, John, you can answer. What is it telling us?
他到底告诉我们什么呢?
When they came through that Red Sea, what did it mean?
当他们经过红海的时候，他们到底是在代表什么呢?
代表他们经过水是受水的施洗，然后呢是受浸。
Okay, what does it mean? What is the picture telling us?
当时它的意义是什么？
在
受洗之中。
Okay.
Separation.
Sally, absolutely different. They had left Egypt and they were never coming back.
他们是代表他们是离开了这个埃及，再也不回来了。
Right, they don't belong to Egypt anymore.
他们再也不属于世界了。
Right, and
永不回头了。
We have another picture that is death, burial, and resurrection.
所以我们有另外一个图画是与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
That our old self has died, it is buried, and we are raised again in newness of life with Christ.
我们这个旧人已经与基督同钉十字架、同埋葬、同复活，得着新的生命。
So when they came through the Red Sea, they wandered in the wilderness.
所以当他们经过了红海，他们来到旷野了。
And they had no water.
之后他们遇见的是他们没有水喝。
Okay. So what did they do?
那他们没有水喝的时候，那些以色列人做什么？
Complain. Yeah. Okay.
发愿。
What do we do?
那我们呢？
When things don't go right for us, what do we do?
当我们生活当中很多事情好像都不是很顺的时候，我们也怎么办？
So when somebody complains, do they have faith?
当一个人在那里抱怨的时候，我就有信心吗？不会。
And that's the very thing. When people complain, you know straight away they haven't got faith.
所以当你听见一个人在那里发怨言的时候，你就立刻知道这个人没有信心。
Right? They could have said, "Lord, we've got a great need."
好，他们应该是说，主啊，我们有一个极大需要。
But they didn't have faith.
但是他们没有信心。
Now that's incredible.
你我们说啊，这怎么可能
？If you had been in Egypt and you had seen those 10 plagues,
你曾经在埃及，你曾经看见神行了那个十灾的神迹。
And then you'd seen the walls, the Red Sea open up, the walls on each side.
你又经历了神啊，这个神迹将那个红海开了，水立起来，从中间走干地。
Surely you would think.I can trust God.
你不觉得说他们应该想到是我应该信靠什么？
But they didn't.
但是他们没有。
Right? And that shows us how foolish we can be.
所以你看见说，神让我们看见我们自己有时候可以何等的无知。
Right? And then they had no bread.
而接下去他们又没有啊这个啊食物可吃。
And so what did God do?
而神又怎么的做呢？
What did he do?
神怎么做？
He gave them
the quail.
Quails, right? Okay. Yeah, they wanted meat to eat, right? They wanted flesh.
他们要吃肉。
Okay. So they still wanted what they had in Egypt.
因为他们还在想着要吃在埃及那里的东西。
I still want the movies in the cinemas and I want to go to the discos.
也讲我还是要去看电影，我还要去参加他们的 disco。
Yeah, God will let you have the flesh.
他说神也让你去吃了这个肉。
Okay, but will it do you any good?
但吃了这些肉会对你是好吗？
And many of them, God sent a plague among them while the flesh was still between their teeth.
所以那些人还在吃肉的时候，神就审判了他。
When God brought them out of Egypt, He meant them to be out of Egypt.
当神领他们离开埃及，神的目的就要他们离开埃及。
Okay. What did the Lord give them now?
当时我们知道主还给了他们什么？
He gave them something that was on the ground.
就是在地上。
Oh, it was white and it was like a coriander seed. What was it? Manna. That's right.
Yeah,
and actually in Hebrew it's manhu, and it means what is it?
这原文的意思就是这是什么
？And What is the manna a picture of?
那这玛拿又代表什么呢？
If you look in Deuteronomy chapter 8, you'll find that the scriptures actually tell us what manna is a picture of.
所以在玛拿就在那个《生命记》28章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8,
第八章。
And verse 3.
第三节，八章三节。
In my Bible it says, He humbled you, He allowed you to hunger, and He fed you with manna, which you did not know, and nor did your fathers know, that He might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
所以他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
So he actually tells us that the manna is a picture of the word of God.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们，这玛拿乃是代表着神口里所出的一切话。
So in this wilderness journey, they had manna how often?
所以在这个旷野的时候，他们是多长的时间有这个玛拿呢？
Six days every week, you're right. That was a trick question. So, and the seventh day, they were to rest, right?
第七天他们是要安息。
What was the seventh day for?
第七天是为着什么呢？
Why did they have the seventh day?
他们为什么又有第七天？
What's the seventh day a picture of?
这第七天代表什么？
Everyone must be very tired. What is the seventh day a picture of? What is the message of the seventh day?
这第七天到底带有什么呢？里面背后有什么信息？
God made the heavens and earth. In 6 days, God made the heavens and earth. And on the seventh day, He rested. So what is the seventh day a picture of?
第七天乃是
What is it? A picture of rest, right?
乃是代表着安息。
Where were they going to go?
他们又去哪里呢？
They were going to go to a land of plenty, and it would be a place of rest.
而他们所要去的应许之地，乃是一个牛奶与蜜之地，也是一个安息之地。
So, and on that seventh day, it was a day then to worship the Lord.
所以在第七天乃是在那一天纪念他们的主。
So these are pictures in the Old Testament. God has given us a picture also that they were going towards Canaan, the land of Canaan, and God was going to give them that land as a possession.
所以神乃是借着在旧约的时候借着这些图画教导他们，说神又领他们进到迦南应许之地。
So what do you think that's a picture of?
那么这个应许之地又带有什么呢？Jesus Christ.
Yes, it is.
是对的。
And it's, if you read in Hebrews chapter 2 and also in verse 5, you will see that it is also a picture of a new creation, the world to come.
所以我们看见在希伯来书二章的时候，我们看见说也是代表着神这个新的创造，就有到来的新的这个世界。
We're into afternoon tea time. So look, can you see that in those scriptures, it matters, right? Every word matters.
所以我们看见在圣经里面的时候，它是每一处都是很重要的。
Like I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
就像在出埃及记讲到我是啊亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，而不是说我曾是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And how these pictures that actually happened on the earth are pictures to speak to us of heavenly things.
而这每一幅图画乃是实际的事情发生在地上，跟我们讲到属天的事情。
Just quickly, another one.
所以，尽快了另外一个。
Do you remember Abram?
你们记得亚伯兰
？What does his name mean?
他的名字是什么意思呢
？Abram means exalted father.
亚伯兰乃是说啊。那个荣耀的父。
What did God change his name to?
当时神帮他改名的叫什么呢
？Abraham. What does Abraham mean?
亚伯拉罕又是什么意思
It means the father of a multitude.
是多国之父。
Okay. What did Abraham, he received one son, or a son of promise, his name was called Isaac.
亚伯拉罕只生了一个儿子，乃是神所应许给他儿子叫以撒。
And at the time that God changed Abraham's name, he told him he would have that son, Isaac, in the following year.
所以当神跟亚伯兰改名成亚伯拉罕的时候，也告诉他明年这个时候他要有一个儿子叫以撒。
And Abraham was told that in Isaac, your descendants will be named.
而乃是神也对他讲说，在以撒的后裔乃是被称为。
Abraham was a picture of the Heavenly Father.
因为亚伯拉罕乃是代表是我们的天父。
The Heavenly Father is the exalted Father.
而这个亚伯兰这个荣耀的父，我们天父是荣耀的父。
But he's going to become the Father of a multitude.
但是他乃是又成为多国之父。
He's bringing many sons to glory.
他因为他又领众子进入荣耀。
This Heavenly Father had one son.
而这个天父也只有一个儿子。
Isaac is a picture of Christ.
所以以撒乃是预表着基督。
And through Christ, all this heavenly, this great multitude of sons will be named.
所以乃是借着这个基督，他这些多众子乃是借着他得名的。
Genesis chapter 22.
而在创世纪第二十二章。
God said to Abraham, "Now take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love."
而神说你要带你的儿子去独生儿子以撒是你所爱的。
You take him to the place that I will show you, and there you offer him as a sacrifice to me.
将他带到我所要指示你的地方而将他献上为祭。
He said, No, Lord.
你说主我不可以。
It's through this child that you've promised all my descendants.
因为你是借着这个儿子你所要赐给我的后裔。
But Abraham went, no question, he went.
但亚伯拉罕没有疑问题，他是直接顺服去。
And so Abraham was there with a knife ready to kill his own son.
而亚伯拉罕拿着这个刀，乃已准备要杀自己儿子。
And offer him up.
而将他献上。
And the angel of the Lord said to Abraham, "Stop, Abraham. Now I know that you love me."
而主的使者却说，亚伯拉罕，停止！现在我知道你爱我。
Now.The place where Abraham offered Isaac was Mount Moriah.
亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方乃是摩利亚山。
When we read later, we find that Solomon built the temple.
这后来就用我们读到所罗门建殿的时候。
He built the temple on Mount Moriah.
也是把这个殿建在摩利亚山。
In the Old Testament, when they brought their offerings,
在旧约当中把他们的奉献带来的时候
they had to bring their offering to the door of the tabernacle or the door of the temple and they were to kill their offering at the door
因为他们乃是将他们所有献祭的牛羊带到的帐会的门口或者这个殿的门口然后在那里杀死他
John's Gospel tells us that the place that Jesus was crucified was just outside the city
约翰福音告诉我们，耶稣被钉十字架被杀的地方也是在耶路撒冷外面。
So where?
在哪里呢
？Just outside on the eastern side, in front of the door of the temple.
乃是在东边，就是在这个殿外的门口。
On the slopes of Mount Moriah.
乃是在摩利亚山的山坡。
Where Abraham offered Isaac.
就是亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
Wow.So Genesis 22 is telling us of what is going to happen, that God is going to take His only Son, His Son whom He loves, and offer Him there on Mount Moriah.
所以在创世纪第二十二章那里呢，就神又告诉我们，他又把他独生的爱子也是在摩利亚山那里杀死献给我。
So what a picture!
所以我们看见是何等。
Genesis chapter 24, Abraham sends Eliezer of Damascus.His chief steward, the one who had charge of all his possessions, to go to get a bride for Isaac.
所以在创世纪，我们看见说亚伯拉罕又差遣他的仆人以利亚撒去为他的儿子以撒找一个妻子。
A picture of the Holy Spirit bringing the bride to Christ.
又代表是这个圣灵又将 基督的心腹领来给他。
So here, there we have a picture of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以我们在那里看见到父子圣灵。
All there in the Old Testament.
全部都是在旧约。
And showing us God's purpose that God might be a father with many sons.
有给我们看见神的旨意，神是天父，也众子，
多子
天父。
That through the offering of Christ, there would come a bride.
所以因着基督的献祭，还有得着一个心腹。
And it's all there in the scriptures.
而这一切都在圣经里面。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father.
我们的天父，我们的主。
We do thank you, Lord, that you've given us the Word of God.
我们感谢你将神的道赐给我们。
We ask you that the Word of God may be to us very precious.
主，我们愿你的真理在我们里面成为宝贵。
That even as David, it might be to us sweeter than honey.
像我们像大卫一样，觉得比蜜甘甜。
That Lord, you might take us on from those who are just having milk.
主，你也使我们不再做那些只吃奶的婴孩。
That you might cause us to grow in grace and knowledge of you.
就我们在恩典和认识上来认识你
that we might come to full age
就我们能够长大成人
that we might have fellowship with you in these scriptures
我们也能够在借着这个圣经的话语与你相交
and that Lord you might reveal to us yourself and your heavenly purposes
你也能够借着你的话向我们启示你自己还有你属天的旨意
we ask you Lord to bless each one
主我们求你祝福我们这里每一个人
And to help us, give us understanding of your word.
而也帮助我们，赐给我们的悟性，来明白你的旨意。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告奉我们的主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. I'm very, very sorry, but we're very late for afternoon tea.
Sorry, 我们拖了多一点。